Ethiopia got some big news today. In Oslo, Berit Riis-Andersen, the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, walked up to the podium and announced the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, for his efforts to achieve peace.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali was awarded the prize for leading Ethiopia and neighboring Eritrea to sign a peace accord after 20 years of tension between the two nations. It had immediate results. The border between Ethiopia and Eritrea reopened after years of isolation. Families reunited. In July of last year, we saw photos and videos of that first joyous flight from Ethiopia to Eritrea after the peace deal. Captain Yosef Hailu of Ethiopian Airlines was a pilot on that historic flight. He joins us now from Addis Ababa. Captain, you got to experience firsthand the peace dividend created by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Describe what that flight was like going into Eritrea last year.
I feel about that flight as if it's yesterday. You know, I can still feel the excitement, you know. The excitement, of course, started a day before, you know, when I was assigned on that flight. Going to Asmara was like going to my homeland. When I first graduated from the pilot training school, you know, a little over 30 years ago, I was assigned in Asmara. You know, that was my first flight. So I know Asmara over 34, 35 years ago.
So you had flown that route, Addis Ababa to Asmara, many times in the past. But then with the tensions, everything just stopped. For you personally, what did it mean to kind of land in Asmara last year?
To be assigned on that flight was like a privilege, you know, going back to your homeland. You know, we two countries share so many things in common, you know, same culture, same religion, language, food. So flying there, the mood was different, you know, just started here from Addis Ababa. Up there, I just announced it, crossing Ethiopian and Eritrean border. So the mood in the cabin is completely different. You cannot express it in words.
Yeah, you know, what was it like?
Shouting, crying, open. You know, Ethiopian Airlines prepared a big cake and champagne, you know, to be opened on the flight.
Wow.
To be blessed on the flight. That cake was cut, the champagne opened, but most of the passengers even opened their own champagnes. You know, it was crying, shouting. Most of the passengers, they just boarded the aircraft. Probably they have separated from their family they haven't seen their parents, their siblings for over 20 years. Most of them, they don't even know their whereabouts. You know, they were carrying pictures of their family and they just boarded over the flight. When we just landed, everybody was crying, looking for their, for their loved ones. They just hugging and crying. It was completely, completely different. You know, I cannot express it in words, you know.
So you saw a lot of beautiful reunions. Was that flight sold out? I have to assume it was.
Whoa, exactly. About a week ago, it was sold out. It was completely full.
Captain, what was your reaction today when you heard that your Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, had won the Nobel Peace Prize?
I'm still thrilled, you know. You know, this Nobel Peace Prize award, it's not only for Prime Minister Dr. Abe, you know, but it is a pride and a recognition of to the entire nation, you know, to the whole people. So if you can come to Addis Ababa and look the city, it's completely different. You go to a bar, I see the mood and the atmosphere, you know, it's completely different. Everyone is thrilled.
Well, I have not been to Addis Ababa since 2005. I'm really excited to see what happens there. Captain Yosef Hailu of Ethiopian Airlines, the first pilot on that first historic flight last year to Asmara from Addis Ababa. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.